This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Into the second hour of the program. We got time for you, plenty of it, so you can join us here on the radio and take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a story about a young person who was bullied at, was it middle school? I didn't catch which kind of school. Elementary school, Conan? Which,
I believe it's middle school, and I did look it up at one time. A pretty gnarly school. Yeah, go ahead.
The young male was bullied and apparently just took the beating, whatever violence it was that was being meted out to him, and did not respond in kind. Now, you know, it's one thing to be a pacifist, and I have respect for pacifism. I really do. I think that there's some very strong arguments for pacifism.
You're talking turn the other cheek pacifism.
Yeah.
You're getting wailed on, and you're like, all right, here's the other cheek. Here's some more for you.
And I think it's an interesting approach. I think it's a principled approach that may or may not be, you know, what this young man was doing here, because he ends up citing the Jedi, claiming that the Jedi don't fight back, which, Conan, you are calling BS on. You're saying there's no evidence for that in any of these Star Wars movies, right?
And in the original Star Wars movies, 4, 5, and 6, the ones that we grew up watching, where we saw two defeated Jedi Masters who were basically living in the mud. They had 20 years of living in the mud. They had fallen off their high place, and they were humbled. And yes, I would say that if he wanted to be that type of Jedi, the great teachers, then yeah. But the ones that he probably grew up watching, 1, 2, and 3, the prequels.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about? Look, I'm not a Star Wars fanatic, but I've seen the movies at least once. Are you saying that in 4, 5, and 6, the first three that came out, you know, 1977 was the first one of those, which was number 4? Are you saying the Jedi didn't fight back? Wasn't Obi-Wan Kenobi fighting with another Jedi, which is Darth Vader?
The Jedi in the originals, he's saying they were fighting. This kid cites the Jedi for why he did not defend himself.
Conan is saying the Jedi fight in every movie.
Conan's saying this little kid doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Well, obviously, but that's not what I heard Conan say.
What I am saying is 4, 5, and 6 Jedi were a different type of Jedi. They were humbled. They were rebels. They were fighting for freedom. They were fighting for the people. But in the initials, the ones that came out, where we see where they came from, all I saw were warmongers. All I saw were manipulators, elitists who were controlling governments, who were starting wars, who were sending their Jedi out to fight as generals to fight the separatists, who, by the way, were actually capitalists.
So what you're saying is
who seceded from the Republic.
Hold on.
The Jedi were sent out to actually rectify that situation.
Okay, so what you're saying is the way the Jedi were portrayed in these movies differs in 4, 5, 6 versus 1, 2, 3. You're saying
big time.
In 4, 5, 6, they're just, you know, defending themselves or whatever, but in 1, 2, and 3, they're politically manipulating, they're getting involved in conflicts on purpose, that kind of thing?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you've got
this elementary kid, young guy, his name was Aiden, by the way. I almost thought it was Anakin. And that would have explained a whole lot. But anyways,
well, hold that thought. I want to go to the phones here. We'll talk more about this. Maybe you've got comments. You're welcome to join us on the radio. We got Penguin on the line, I think in Virginia, on our Discord on-air call-in line, number 3. Go ahead, Penguin.
Yeah, aloha, bros.
Hey.
You got me thinking about the Jedi thing. It was it's kind of like Jedi became, you know, the good guys, I guess, in the A New Hope in them, because basically, I mean, yeah, it's kind of a weird kind of quasi-religious order.
It's a cult. It's a cult.
Yeah, you could look at it in different ways. They're portrayed kind of good, but, you know, they enforce that order in mediated disputes to keep the Republic together, but then fascists took over after that, so I guess they became relatively the good guys.
Yeah, they were supposed to prevent that from happening, and they actually they actually helped bring that in. They were the ones supporting the clones who ended up taking them out. They supported Palpatine right up to the end until he ended up taking them out.
So what you're saying is when you use violence against people, then the violence ends up getting turned against you.
You live by the sword.
Right.
It's coming back at you.
I think you mean
lightsaber. Yeah, that's made pretty clear that it backfired. But anyway, what I wanted to call about is that I was listening to NPR, and it really kind of related to what I called about, I think it was yesterday,
okay,
when I was saying that they're really you know, co-opting this, I mean, like they always do, but really hardcore co-opting this, social war, the culture war thing. You know, we see all these stories, and we have this whole Kavanaugh discussion. I mean, just absolutely just taking over every national discussion, every spare minute of news story is just Kavanaugh.
It's so crazy. I mean, it's the most inconsequential thing.
Yeah, here's the question that I haven't really looked into, but what's actually going on? What's the real news? What are we missing? Because there's got to be something big going on. Something that's being written into law that we're just not aware of because of this Kavanaugh crap.
You're saying everybody's distracted?
Oh yeah, it's a distraction. And it's more division. It is driving a huge wedge in this country right now.
Yeah, I really, really respected like your take on this, Conan. I mean, that's basically what I've been thinking ever since you basically said that last week. And so I heard an NPR story today talking about, and I'm not going to go over what I called in said yes a couple days ago actually, but the NPR story was saying that with all this feminism and rise in feminism and You're the Woman and all this reaction to Trump and all this stuff, there's also, you know, a huge boost in this kind of reactionary Republican, white, conservative white men are getting a boost because there's a whole counter, like, reactionary movement of, you know, white men are under assault and it's okay to
I heard something on related to that, Penguin. I think it was Will Coley talking on his show this week, Call to Freedom, which airs before Free Talk Live on LRN.FM. But he said apparently there's actually two GoFundMes. There's one GoFundMe to support Kavanaugh,
yep,
and there's another GoFundMe to support the lady.
Which is up to about $1 million now.
And, yeah, I don't know which one's up to which one, but either way, there was supposedly hundreds of thousands of dollars in both of these things. So it's like, as you're pointing out, division, people are just throwing money at these people.
And all they're talking about is, who do you believe? And it's like, well, maybe they're both crap. Maybe they're both crap hats.
They could both be lying.
Maybe they're both lying.
Yeah.
Not just Kavanaugh and Blasey, but even the people who are interrogating them are a bunch of liars.
That there are a lot of terms that Kavanaugh was asked about where he just blatantly made up answers.
Terms? Like what kind of terms?
Boofing. Devil's triangle.
No. Boofing is not made up.
Isn't that like a?
They were actually doing it. They were drinking beer. Alcohol.
He gave made-up answers to all of those questions when he was asked, what does this mean?
So what you're saying is, why didn't the mainstream actually try to rectify what is boofing?
No,
boofing? What
I'm
does it
saying
actually mean?
That it sounds
but
to me like maybe there are a bunch
is.
Of people
yeah,
that are lying.
Like,
maybe he didn't rape anybody. Hold on, so maybe he didn't rape anybody, but he's sure as hell not telling the truth.
Ian, do you have boofing up? I see you looking at
it. Of course he's not. Boofing, disgusting, vile, unpleasant, also spelled as boofin, can be used to describe food or a person. This is like an adjective.
No, keep going. That's not
no.
it.
That's the only one they show here. Am I misspelling it? B-O-U-F-I-N-G?
B-O-O-F-I-N-G.
B-O-O-F-I-N-G. Okay, sorry. Right, that's when you take drugs or alcohol through your anus.
Rectally.
Yeah. What's the best way to...
He said it's farting.
No, that's not it. Oh, yeah, no.
And then there were sexual terms that he was asked about that apparently he had written these down in some kind of diary.
What was
and
the context?
And he said that they were drinking games.
Hold on. Was he saying boofing
was
a drinking
school.
Game?
I mean,
no, he said boofing meant to fart, but he
but
had
why
written
did boofing come up?
He had written it down in one of his diaries or something.
Wait a minute. Was that a term back in the 1980s? I guess maybe
obviously,
yeah.
Or
okay.
Maybe he wrote the diaries last week and just made up slang. I don't know.
Yeah, I know some people.
But he was asked about a variety of terms, and then he gave completely wrong answers.
Wow. Well, it could
be fine, but I mean, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. It really
the
doesn't.
reason the reason this is a deal because the Dems aren't going to let Republicans put just choose whoever they want on the Supreme Court, and the Republicans want their guy on the Supreme Court because they want a conservative majority. Like, it doesn't, it's not about feminism or men versus women or minorities versus white men or all this stuff. It's just all being used.
It's
to
a
just,
political
like,
football.
To distract people.
Yeah, it's a political. It's just a political football. We got more coming up here. Thanks, dude. It's free time.
Mike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. AnyPay is a great way to accept cryptocurrency at your point of sale. If you're in the retail real-life world, Although you can actually use it for online invoicing as well. It's not really the primary purpose of it, but it actually does work for that. So if you want to use it for online stuff, you can do that too. But if you want to accept cryptocurrency, AnyPay makes it super easy. You can do Bitcoin, you can do Dash, and there's more coming. Go to AnyPay.global to get started. You sign up easily there. Username, password, you're in. And then you drop your personal cryptocurrency wallet addresses into the setup page, load the app on the device you want to load it, and that's it. You're accepting crypto. It is that easy. AnyPay.global. Go there, get signed up, get started. And the sign-up process is literally what I said earlier. Username and password. That's it. There's no identifying information they need from you. There's no government paperwork. There's no application. There's no fee. There's none of that stuff. It's just free. It's a free service for merchants. Check it out. AnyPay.global. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we got Turd Ferguson on the line. He is on our Discord, on-air call-in lines on discord.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Turd Ferguson. Calling from Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Yep, Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania. Yep, and Turd Ferguson is, in fact, a funny name. I do want to remind everyone of that. Yes, and I just wanted to weigh in on this Brett Kavanaugh situation. I did mention this on my radio show, The James Journal, this past weekend. But Brett Kavanaugh, I'm not too sure, raped women specifically, but he certainly raped the Fourth Amendment when he passed all those laws allowing the NSA to do his big spying and all that stuff.
Now, Kavanaugh was a judge, so what was he a judge over an NSA-related case? Because he certainly isn't passing laws as a judge.
No, he didn't pass any laws. He ruled in favor of the NSA spying, but I'm sorry, he passed the law in that sense, and then he ruled of its constitutionality. But yeah, which makes him a bad person.
Oh, he's no doubt he's an enemy of freedom. I didn't even know that about him. I just knew he was a judge, which is bad enough for me. But now you're saying he's one of the worst judges on the planet because he backed up the NSA.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And any conservative that says that they like Brett Kavanaugh is not a real conservative. And in fact, they're
actually
liberal.
What is a real conservative? What does that mean?
Well, a conservative by their own definition would be somebody who believes in small government. But if Brett Kavanaugh is ruling in favor of the NSA.
How is it that to keep interrupting you here, but if a conservative is somebody who's in favor of small government, then are there any conservatives? Because it seems like they all support bigger government in a lot of different areas.
And as long as it's smaller than what the Democrats want.
Sorry, Daryl, I got you muted accidentally.
The actual definition of conservative is someone who wants to preserve the status quo.
Mm.
Where the Republicans like to claim that conservative means we support small government. But it just means that they support the status quo.
The government got bigger underneath the Bush administration when the so-called conservatives were in charge for, 6 years?
Right, but they somehow blamed the Democrats for that, which is absolutely ludicrous.
And not only that, but it would have gone up faster if it had been a Democrat. And so they're all right as long as it's small growth.
I don't know if that's true, though.
It grew by 36% under W. Bush.
It grew
during the first
didn't it grow by like
years.
69% under Reagan back in the 1980s. I think I remember reading Harry Brown book.
The difference there was the Democrats controlled Congress. During the first 6 years of George W. Bush, the Republicans controlled all of it.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I don't buy that these people actually care about smaller government.
I don't buy it either.
For a moment. But anyway, go ahead, Sir Ferguson.
Well, yeah, they certainly don't. That's the point I'm trying to make. Any conservative that is siding with Brett Kavanaugh is actually by their own definition of what a conservative is not a conservative because they're in favor of big government if they like Brett Kavanaugh because Brett Kavanaugh supported all that NSA stuff. But also, Ben Swan did though in his favor release a reality check this past week that kind of does. Going to Brett Kavanaugh's favor as far as the rapes, the sexual assault situation.
Is this where he outlines Blasey's support for
Blasey? Yes.
Support for what?
Well, the fact that she doesn't have any credibility.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know anything about this. I have not been following this situation at all beyond what it is that people say here on the radio. So I tend to agree with Penguin's call earlier that this whole Kavanaugh thing is a huge, unimportant distraction Nothing's ever going to come out of this. Nobody's going to be satisfied when all of this is said and done. Whatever it is that ends up happening, you know, people are not going to be satisfied if they don't approve this guy. Well, guess what? Trump's going to pick somebody else.
Right.
So all of this is just so dramatic.
And based on what I'm saying, where Conan, you speculated that, you know, Congress is passing something that they don't want us to know about. I'm looking and I'm not seeing, you know, anything that's really been voted on recently.
What about executive?
Hold on. I think this is all just, you know, some kind of drawn out campaigning on their behalf.
It's just a feeding frenzy of the media. That's all this is.
Or to keep the Supreme Court empty until they start making decisions. And what? How soon is that coming? A couple of weeks?
They just started the term. They could, in theory, write an opinion as soon as they hear oral arguments. They generally don't.
Turd Ferguson, other comments? Go ahead.
Well, no. I mean, for Brett Kavanaugh, he's a total shill for the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
Any conservative that calls himself a real conservative should just ditch the idea that Brett Kavanaugh should be in the Supreme Court. So really, logically, no one in the country should be supporting Republicans or Democrats, and nobody else other than that, which are all the rest of the level-headed people in the country. None of these people should think that this guy should be on the Supreme Court. That's all I got.
Thanks for the call tonight, Turd Ferguson, there on our Discord. On-air call-in line room, which you can jump into over at discord.lrn.fm. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Apparently, this Kavanaugh guy kept a diary of some of his alleged,
conflicts?
Things that he
not
did.
Not conflicts, but
The claim
conquests?
Is,
conquests?
Well, the claim is that he had, like, very detailed calendars of everything he did.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 1982, but then there were things from a couple of years ago where he had no records.
That is very strange.
So, like, there are a lot of things that just don't add up. And
then he lies about the definitions of certain terms, like devil's triangle, which is apparently a threesome.
It reminds me of just before my grandfather was diagnosed with dementia, to where he had kept receipts going back to, like, 1950.
Was he a hoarder?
No.
Okay.
He kept very detailed records on things. And then in like 05, 06, just receipts stopped existing.
Was it like dementia or something?
That's what he said.
That's what I said. Dementia. Just before he was diagnosed.
You know, going back to the
diagnosis.
Has dementia now?
Well, I wasn't listening,
actually. Did you get a confession?
I pulled a Mark Edge just now. I was completely reading something else.
Go ahead.
Well, go ahead. No, I was just saying,
definition of Devil's Triangle, which he apparently used in this alleged diary, and then lied about the definition when asked, apparently under oath. The definition, according to Urban Dictionary, is a threesome with one woman and two men, and he claimed it was a drinking game?
Yeah.
And
kind of like quarters, but I don't remember the rules.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody believe this guy?
I don't believe him or the girl.
More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley said there was some indication that the FBI's report on its findings regarding the background investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will be completed by sometime on Wednesday. Senator Joe Manchin is one of the undecided voters. Reporters caught up with him a short time ago.
Once I see this report, you're asking me, is it too much? Not enough? Needs to be more?
Let me see it first, and I'll maybe have an opinion. I can
you characterize it. How this entire episode...
This has been horrible. It's been a circus.
Does that make it...
Well, I'm looking at the gentleman as an adult from 22 to 53, 31 years of professional service. I'm looking at him as a father, as a person in the community. I interact with his community. I'm looking at a little bit of everything. I'm trying to put the human side to it.
Five police officers were shot in Florence, South Carolina, and at least one died. Authorities said the active shooter situation is now over, and the suspect is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever it is you want to talk about on the radio. Here with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Also, want to make sure you know about Liberty.menu. If you're a liberty-minded person, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force, and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you ought to check out Liberty.menu because it is a tool for you to promote the things that you do to other libertarians. And or if you are a libertarian, you can find services and products offered by other libertarians on liberty.menu. And you can add in whatever it is you do. Maybe you've got different irons in the fire. Maybe you've got a few different entrepreneurial activities that you're involved in. Put them all up there. It's free to do it. Go to liberty.menu. You can create your account there. In fact, if you want, you can use code FTL, and that'll get you a special Free Talk Live listener badge so people know that you came from Free Talk Live. But go to liberty.menu. Add your things that you do to liberty.menu, whether it be a business that you run, an event that you coordinate, maybe digital content that you've created. Please go to liberty.menu, get yourself up there. It's free, so there's really no reason not to do this, unless, of course, you don't want people to know about what you do. So liberty.menu. Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Going back on to the subject here, Conan, you brought up Star Wars sort of in relation to a real-life story of a boy who was in elementary school who was being bullied. And he just simply allowed himself to be bullied and be beaten up, apparently, by these bullies, then proudly explained to his mother that he did it because that's what the Jedi would have done.
Okay, and I'm not exactly buying all that. It does appear that he tried to retrieve his backpack that was taken from him. I think he did get up
using the Force.
I think he did get up in these bullies' faces, and then he got it handed back to him.
I see.
I believe that it is his mother that has turned this into another... a whole nother story, a whole nother adventure. And I do believe that she is living through him. She has embraced the attention that she is now getting through her son's beating. But regardless of who, what really happened, or if it was made up or not,
so somebody
decided that what he did, not standing up and taking the beating, was the Jedi way. And I take issue with that.
And you seem to be a fan. Would you describe yourself as a fan of
I am
Star
not
Wars?
A fan boy.
Okay.
But I am a fan, and I do believe...
Fan being short for fanatic, you've watched all the movies, what, more than once?
The original 4, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm. Countless times.
Countless times.
Yeah.
The new ones, no.
You haven't watched them at all?
No, I have, but I mean, I just can't... I don't even...
Hold on, so I don't even
think about them.
I'm confused here about a term that you
number one,
use.
The Phantom Menace, I think I've seen twice, okay. And I will never watch it again. It is so...
You said...
I hate kids so much, yeah. And that kid... Oh.
You said that you're a fan of the movies, but you're not a fanboy.
A fanboy with
what
no...
What does that mean?
A fanboy knows all of the Easter eggs and has watched all of the hidden deleted scenes and the director's commentary. Uh-huh.
So you're saying a fanboy has consumed as much Star Wars-related stuff as they possibly can.
As is possible and is part of the Star Wars Reddit.
Fan fiction.
Is making their own YouTube videos talking about the fan theories and whatnot. Yeah. I'll watch some fan theories here and there. I really, really, really like the Jar Jar Binks Darth Sith theory, which makes too much sense.
I don't know what that is.
Jar Jar is just horrible.
I know Jar Jar. He was one of the annoying characters from the number one.
Oh, yeah. Lucas got so much backlash for that move. That was just, it was a horrendous move.
But what's the theory that he's actually a bad guy? Or
He's a manipulator. He's a Darth Sith manipulator.
Sith is like the evil
supposedly, and this is what we're getting into is who is really bad, and I'm going to say that they're both bad. Sith are bad,
and Jedi,
and the Jedi are bad. They're both using the powers to manipulate and to control the people around them. The Sith, in my opinion, might be because they go out and they base their ideas and their ideology off of passion. I believe that I would probably be a Sith.
So I found something that supposedly the Jedi code on Star Wars.
I have both of them up, and I wanted to get into that.
Because
the Jedi code is, it's backwards.
It says Jedi serve others without ruling over them, but you're saying that Jedis are trying to control everybody, so it sounds as though the Jedis aren't following the Jedi code?
Well, that wouldn't be
that's
a surprise,
why, that's
right?
Why, that's why they fell. They might have been good
the first
generation, but it eventually...
saying that the code isn't actually the code.
I'm saying there is
like
a Jedi...
Like, if nobody's following the code, then is it really the Jedi code?
Wasn't there a part where some kids got murdered by somebody in Star Wars? Was it like a Jedi
guy?
Yeah,
when the Death Star blew up Alderaan.
No.
Wasn't there
you
going to
tell me there weren't kids on Alderaan?
No, but wasn't there actually...
Yeah, spoiler alert, Anakin, who had turned...
Mm-hmm.
Was systematically wiping out the Jedi, and he started with the younglings. He came back in, he killed a bunch of 10-year-olds, a whole group of them. And so that was his entrance into the dark.
So you're as much of a fan to where you know a lot of the details about the movies themselves. You are a fan. There's no doubt about it, whether you're a fanboy or not. You're saying you're not a fanboy. Daryl, on the other hand, has never actually seen... We'll get into the code here in a moment if you want. But Daryl has never actually seen a single one of these movies.
I don't believe that.
Amazing.
I don't believe you've never seen the original.
He's 40 years old, and he's never seen Star Wars.
I have never intentionally watched a full Star Wars movie.
But you've sort of seen it on TV every now and then.
I've seen some clips here and there. Uh-huh. I'm aware of the stories.
Yeah.
I've watched multiple parody things. So, I'm aware of the stories.
Didn't you say during one of the breaks, you hate Star Wars or something? Or what was the term that you used?
Probably because I stopped the show.
Hold on.
Free Talk Live, and you can't talk politics any longer.
This is not a political show.
Conan wanted to keep talking about this Brett Kavanaugh guy, and I said, as much as I don't like Star Wars, I would rather talk about that.
I thought you said you hated Star Wars, and I was like, wait a minute, how can you hate something you've never seen? How can you make a judgment call on something? I mean, you could say, I don't think I'd like it, right? That doesn't look appealing to me.
I'm aware of all of the stories. And none of it makes me want to sit down to watch one of the movies.
But at least you've seen The Matrix.
Yeah.
You've seen The Matrix. You like The Matrix?
Yeah.
Do you like, so you like a good adventure movie. How about like Indiana Jones? You ever seen one of those movies?
I watched like the first one or two. I've not watched the later ones.
Okay.
What about the all these superhero movies that are coming out these days? You watch those?
I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, I don't watch those either, man. I've heard they're really good,
though. I don't watch a lot of movies.
Yeah. Okay, all right, fair enough. You do like the Game of Thrones. That's kind of an adventure.
Yeah.
That's kind of like an adventure long movie.
Yeah.
That lasts for dozens of hours.
Yeah, at least he's not, at least he's, there's something to Daryl.
Ninja Warrior.
The Southern
Ninja Warrior is a reality show. It's like, you know, competitive.
It's a competition. It's not a reality show. So they're not all of the people living in one house and here's the daily interaction.
You might watch that, though, wouldn't you? It was the Ninja Warrior people.
I don't know.
You know,
probably
not. You know, as far as
hold on. So there was a WWE Legends House show.
Wait a minute. What if your girlfriend asked you to watch Star Wars with her? I'm gonna bet his girlfriend is a Star Wars fan.
Okay, well, here's another question. All right, let's turn it around.
She's a libertarian, and so
you're kind of putting a couple carts before horses and whatnot. But,
okay,
here's not officially your girlfriend.
So you are judging your future girlfriend, and she,
the girl who's driving up here to meet Daryl next week,
and she despises Star Wars and will not watch it. Do you continue to date her?
Wait, are you asking me?
I'm asking myself for one, and I think you you like Star Wars enough that what if you met a woman? She's a great girl, but
yeah, I wouldn't turn somebody away because of their movie preference. No way.
Maybe I am a fanboy.
No, yeah,
because I think I would.
You might be.
All right, wait, back to Daryl though. All right, what if she hates Game of Thrones? She finds it icky.
She doesn't have to watch it.
She doesn't like seeing people.
Story, right?
Everyone dies at the end. I can't watch it.
She probably does, though. I don't know her, though. I don't know her, but she's hung out in our chat room a lot. So, like, anyway, the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Actually, she's in there right now.
Uh-oh.
So she may have...
find out.
And Daryl likes to pretend like he doesn't know how the chat room works, so he's not actually in there. All right, more coming up here in moments.
I know how it works. I just don't like it.
Well, she hasn't answered the question yet. Jean the Christian Anarchist has straight up asked if she likes Star Wars, so we're going to find out. Here in moments, this is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. More on this Jedi stuff coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about, of all things, Star Wars. And this mom, who was apparently proud of her son in elementary school for getting beaten up because he claims that that's what the Jedi would do, was just get their ass kicked.
She was proud that he didn't fight back.
Right.
Got his ass, but he got
therefore,
his ass.
Therefore, getting your butt kicked by these bullies in the school. And that led you to, as a fanboy, almost fanboy, marginal. Borderline fanboy. Kind of, he's moved from being a fan to a semi-fanboy in the last 10 minutes. That led you to feel a little upset because you say the Jedi are people who fight back. Worse, they're people who manipulate political systems for their own benefit. Is that right?
For their own cult, for their own order, okay. They manipulate governments. They work on behalf of someone has made these decisions, and they go off and they defend the Republic, which has already chased off one group, the separatists, the capitalists. They seceded from the Republic, and what did the Jedi decide to do? To just let them go? No, we can't have that. We can't have them separating from the Republic to go off and make money, to go off and make their own decisions.
Now, who is this? The Separatists? Is that the Rebels?
And one, two, and three, the Separatists are the bad guys. Count Dooku and his crew. All of those Asian-looking, what are they? What were they called?
I don't know, man. I have no idea.
I don't know.
I remember the Asian
the tradesmen, the ones who are only interested in making money.
Mm-hmm.
So
those were the Separatists? What happened to them?
They were part of the... Well, they were... Spoiler alert. They were eventually wiped out.
Okay.
That was
do you really have to say spoiler when it was a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away?
And after Anakin killed all the little babies,
yeah.
Then he went and he killed all the leaders of the Separatists, and that was it. They were done for.
Okay, they got... Okay, wow.
So who are the rebels then? Well, the rebels came... afterwards, uh-huh. And these were the ones who were fighting the Empire. Now you got to remember that, and this is the way I see it. So you got, all right, so 4, 5, and 6,
yeah.
The movies that we grew up with. The victor wrote that story. The victor was obviously a member of the rebels, and so the rebels were the good guys. The Empire were the bad guys.
So all right. George Lucas wrote. He was the victor.
One of the rebels.
He's saying it's written from the perspective of Luke Solo.
Of the winners.
Unless, of course, George Lucas has life extension technologies because
he's from a galaxy far, far away. All right. 1, 2, and 3.
Maybe he actually is Jar Jar Binks.
1, 2, and 3, where we saw the Jedi at their height, at their pinnacle. It was also written, it was the winners of that, well, at the end it was the Empire that won, but the majority of that series, the winners would have been part of the Republic. And so in that movie, the Empire was good, the Separatists were bad, and the Empire really, the Empire that we know hadn't been really formulated yet, which was the bad guys. So in their opinion, at their height, when they were manipulating, when they were going off and fighting their wars, they were in fact the good guys, which I disagree with. I think that everything is a little gray.
Yeah.
And if you're off starting wars, if you're off spreading empire,
you're not a good
guy. You're off maybe not enslaving other peoples, but you're gaining from their wealth, from their material, then you are in fact, you're the bad guy in my book.
So who are the good guys then in Star Wars?
The only good guys I ever saw were the ones who were fighting for their freedom.
Mm-hmm.
They were fighting for their individual rights.
Wasn't that the rebels?
Well, it's not clear with the Separatists. I believe that if maybe that would be a whole other movie. Maybe that would be a spinoff where we can see from the Separatist perspective what was actually going on from their end. And I think that you could make it into a, I was the good guys, I wrote this, and someone who fled and actually survived the onslaught. But no, when we grew up, the good guys were the ones who were fighting for tyranny, and they were the...
So the rebels.
The rebels.
Okay.
So what if there was a Friends-style sitcom spinoff with some of the Star Wars characters?
Now that Disney owns the rights to Star Wars, you might actually see that.
Right, so like if Leia, Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, and somebody else
had
a spinoff TV show that was kind of like Friends or Three's Company.
Would you watch it? Okay.
Would you watch it?
There is some cartoon that's out there right now that I haven't.
I'm not talking about cartoons.
It's kind of like what you're talking about. It's kind of that silly. But what I would want to watch, and I really liked when who's this clone? I mean, not clone, but Stormtrooper who got woke.
Oh, the new character?
Yeah, I can't even remember his name.
The black guy.
Cliff or something.
I don't know.
Anyway,
the black guy.
See, I'm not a fan because I don't remember his name.
Okay.
No, I would love to see a whole episode, a whole movie, a whole spinoff that revolved around stormtroopers who got woke, who got, maybe they were behind enemy lines and they had to, intermingle with the people that they had been harassing over the years, and that someone finally woke up and says, hey, we're the bad guys.
Yeah, we got to help these guys.
And here we are this whole time. We've been just following orders. And the whole time we've been the bad guys. I'd love to see that angle.
But isn't that what they're doing with that character that you're talking about?
Finn? They didn't really delve into it.
No.
And before you know it, the thing about Finn is that, I mean, it was like...
He just kind of snapped.
He just kind of snapped. And the next thing you know, he's blowing his own boys up.
Which was a cool scene.
And he's laughing. And it's like, no, man, no.
That was he laughing about that?
He was laughing like 5 minutes later, blowing up his own boys. Hmm. It's like, that doesn't happen that quick. There was so much wrong with that movie. Hmm. I mean, but let's get into this. The reasons why I am not a big fan of the Jedi. And I do believe that this was good that they wrote in this way, that they are fallible. It makes sense, but I don't like it when little kids say, I want to be like the Jedi. I don't think you should be like the Jedi or the Sith. I think you should be woke. Mm. And I don't know where that is.
Yeah. What exactly does that mean?
Woke as F.
Yeah. I'll probably use it maybe more than you can probably tolerate.
Right. So, explain some of this millennial slang that you're using.
Enlightened. Simply that. Enlightened.
All right.
You have pulled your head out of the sand. And there are a lot of people are using it. And they might be woke to some ideas, but not to the whole. But no, being enlightened about anything. Okay. So you can be, so the SJWs can be woke. The alt-right can be woke. I mean, it just depends on your perspective and what you happen to be, what enlightenment you have happened to embrace this day, this morning.
All right.
So that's what that boils down to. But anyways, here are some reasons why the Jedi aren't so great. Number 15, and this comes from ScreenRant.com.
Okay.
It's been out for a year. I think we actually covered it on some other podcast or something. But Number 15, and of course, like a lot of lists.
And you're going backwards, or you skipped the first one?
I'm going backwards.
Here. All right, got
like
it.
Like a lot of lists, there's probably six or seven too many. They kind of spread it out, and, they, and there's some repetition. But anyways, number 15, this is one of the big ones. The Jedi abduct children and train them as soldiers.
What?
Oh, I mean, look at Anakin. Look at the first guy.
Oh, right, the draft. It's basically the Jedi draft.
So they go out. And it used to be magic. It used to be space magic, but now it's midichlorians. Now it's science. Now they can actually test your blood and they can see how powerful you are in the force.
Really? Okay.
And they're like, all right, this 4-year-old, he's strong. He's got a high midichlorian count. Sorry, mom and dad.
He's ours.
He's ours. We're taking him back and we're going to train him as
creepy, man. That's scary.
It's super creepy. Okay. This is 1984. This is straight up Hitler Youth.
Yep. Okay. You've already convinced me it was just that one. That's crazy.
So, and not only that, but, I mean, what are they trained to do?
Kill.
Yeah. And some of them might not even make it. I mean, it's like, what is the ratio of...
Well, they all die.
Well, they didn't die before, you know, these movies came out. But what's the ratio of Force users going from light to dark? When I go over the Jedi Code, you'll mm-hmm. see that there's a really strong reason why... a regular Force user would say, "Screw you, Jedi! I mean, you guys are. I don't like abstinence. I like, you know, I want to move on. I want to use my power."
From what I'm seeing, the Jedi Code does not require abstinence. It only requires that you not get married.
When I say abstinence, I mean in general. So here's the Jedi Code. Let's just skip down a little bit.
All right.
There is no emotion. There is peace. It's very contradictory. It's like, well,
lot of libertarians that I know.
No, how can you say there's no emotion? Now, if it said something like, control your emotion and mm-hmm. you will achieve peace. No, it just comes straight out and says, nope, there's no emotion. Mm. There's only peace. Well, what if you're a young, you know, whippersnapper, a young teenager, and you got the hots for Padme, and you can't control that. I mean, you got emotion. And so what they're saying is, no, man. No, you got to be like the Catholic priest. You can't get married. You can't have sex. And look what happens.
They're
diddling boys.
They are. And probably others. 855, 450, free. That's because there was, I think, one priest that was just going against adults, too.
Yoda.
More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Hour 3 is next.
Later.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.